ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KDNIDJ. This is the ARRL audio news for Friday, July 4th, 2025. Tens of thousands of hams are celebrating a successful 2025 ARRL Field Day. The largest annual amateur radio event is also one of the most beloved, as shown by countless social media posts. Activity was high with 1,536 sites in the ARRL Field Day locator, and that doesn't even count home stations, portable operations, and other participants. There's a reason that hams look forward to ARRL Field Day, said ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX. It is easy to see how much fun people have during the event. Across the country, people come together in town squares, public parks, green spaces, and other locations, all to celebrate the joy of amateur radio and share it with others, she said. On the town green in West Brookfield, Massachusetts, between Springfield and Worcester, the Quabaux Valley Amateur Radio Club held its activation front and center in the postcard town. There was a steady line of onlookers visiting the setup that stretched out for several hundred yards. Many of them sat down to try their hand at the GOTA. Get on the air station. Aboard the International Space Station, astronaut Johnny Kim, KJ5HKP, was active on the 2-meter band. Social media and YouTube show several clips of hams talking with Kim. James Walker, KC1UYZ, shared a video of his contact with Kim to Instagram and other platforms. KC1UYZ, welcome to the International Space Station, said Kim. The rest of the contact was followed by enthusiastic whoops from Walker, who was elated to have talked with an orbiting astronaut. W1AW, the Hiram Percy Maxwell Memorial Station at ARR headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, was active for the event. The station's three operating studios were configured as an F3 class station. ARRL contest program manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, reports that nearly 2,500 entries have already been received via the online entry form. We are encouraged by the surge in early submissions, but there's still time to get entries in, he said. If the status of your entry is listed as pending documents, one or more of the required documents still needs to be submitted to complete your entry. Entrants may use the link provided in the confirmation email they received to add additional documents or to modify their entries.